Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, I'm Monty and you're mixing with Monty, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Monty, and you are mixing with Monty. Oh my God, I have missed saying that to all of you. I know it has been, what, like 4, 8, 6 weeks? What is time since I departed you and said farewell and I issued the finales and then I called it more than one and I only gave you one finale. If that doesn't speak to where I was in my mental state at that time, I don't know what else does. But where you might think this is a finales plural episode, it is not. It is more of a premieres plural episode. I have already released a recap because that was an emergency. And maybe you thought we were just being urgent. A recap of Scandoval with Abby from Real Moms of Bravo. And that was really fun and great. But Patreon is going well. They'll continue to get exclusive content, multiple exclusive contents over, you know, the next few months to a year that's separate from this. And it'll still be a dollar, girly. Patreon.com/mixingwithmonty. Go on and get you some at a dollar. Support your girl. But there's just so much in the TV world and my health is getting better. And thank you all for your kind words for those who've been, you know, keeping up and seeing what's going on. And there's just so many new friends and topics to talk about and people to talk to, chit chat to have, that I just couldn't keep it confined into myself anymore. And I just missed you all. I missed being on the mic and I miss talking big shit that I likely could get in trouble for with other people whom I like. So it's going to look a little different. It's going to feel a little different, but let's, for nostalgia's sake, I am back. I'm ready to talk to Housewives and I'm ready to do it with a very amazing, deliciously entertaining content creator on TikTok, podcast, YouTube, Instagram. You really can find her anywhere. So there really is no excuse for why you have not already gone and followed her, listened to her, and gotten her hot takes. She's incredible, was a big hit on my Patreon and doing Potomac recap during the reunion sections of that season. And I was like, if I'm going to come back with anyone, it's going to be you. So without further ado, I have Elle here from Real Housewives and Chit Chat, and she is here to chit chat. And baby, that's putting it lightly. It's real light with the chit chat. Chit chat is some nice. Hey, did you see the episode? Yeah, it was so good. What you do at, like, the, you know, the cocktail hour that you're at your work? You know, just who are the people? No. She gets in there. She gets deep. We discuss. We really get in there, and it just feels nice to have someone match that energy. So I'm just so excited to have her here on Mixing with Monty, the podcast, for the first time. Welcome, Elle. Hello. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Deliciously entertaining. I want to be called that for the rest of my days. Like, adds to bio.
Listen, it is so true. I fell in love with all your reels and all your content that you make on Instagram and, you know, that you transfer from TikTok, where the girls really get into the chit chat with you, but found you on Instagram and I've been having such a nice time that I found myself being like, well, can you talk about this? Well, how about this? What do you think about that? And I'm like, well, what you can, okay, how about I just have you on and we can talk about whatever you want.
Yes. And we did that. Thank you for having me on the Patreon. I know I said that a ton of times, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
People really loved it. And I was like, yeah, cause she's it. And people told me to get us all going, but really, no, truly it was
love to the mixologist. Cause I can't see the comments. So like,
I know. Right.
But, thank you. Like I heard.
Sometimes I don't want to, because the girlies who love you, they now like never say it, but the girlies who don't like you, they love to be the first ones to talk and the loudest to talk. So I'm just like, thank you all for listening. The numbers, we see them, we hear you, we love you. But let's get into it. Elle, you have been keeping up with all of the things. You watch all the Housewives. You create content regularly, breaking down the shows like right after they air. I went on your your Instagram, one of your series that you do, like fresh after the content just aired, like fresh after. Like Elle is giving full reporter boots on the ground realness. She's like, girl, it's over at 9:50, we need to get on there. And I'm like, yeah, okay, energy, like, let's get in there.
It was scary, so that hasn't always been my schedule, right? And then when I got the show The Real Housewives Rewind on Monsters and Critics on YouTube, they were like, yeah, we want you to do this. And I was like, cool. And they were like, yeah, only catch is we want you to film as soon as it goes off. And I, at first I was like, impossible. Like, I can't do that. Like, how dare you even ask me to do it, right? And then I had to jump off of my high horse. And I was like, well, if I'm a full-time content creator, there's no reason that I can't. Like, and for some people there may be, but like in my schedule, there was no reason that I couldn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Other than the fact that it just wasn't conventional. And I was like, okay, we can do this. We can make it our own. And then, you know, I live a delusional lifestyle. So I was like, this is part of the story, you know, before I make it to the Tonight Show.
Right. Okay. How would you quantify delusional? Like Melissa delusional or Teresa delusional? Like where Teresa like purposely puts herself like in a bubble, but like she has some sense. She just like takes it too far and delusionally believe like it's okay. But then Melissa delusional of like, I am not attached to reality. Ooh, shots fired already. But like, so where are you? Because we all, listen, as content creators, we always take on things that we're like, this is not a good idea for myself. But if even four people like it, I'm just so happy that I could get that.
I'm definitely at that point of like, if only five of you connect, I'm cool with that. But I'm always going to, I'm a tree hugger. Even when she's wrong, okay, like I'm a tree hugger. So there's that, but I'm Teresa delusional, but circa in Italy, like we're going to have a small Christmas because of the legal troubles. And then like, just a fuck ton of gifts. I run the girls around Italy looking for the Chanel store that's closed. Like that's the type of delusional that I am. In my brain and my manifesting, like, and I'm calling it delusion. I'm being funny, but like,
yeah, I just, I mean, listen, believing yourself, you're going to bet on anyone,
right?
Bet on you. Right. I mean, the Housewives do it all the time, delusionally. Like, y'all, we were just talking off air about like how we have our merch. We're trying to get it out there. I just started a new Etsy shop. It'll probably be linked or whatever. Like, just so that
you
because the margins have been like so low. So I'm so glad that you all are having a fun time with buying things, but I have not felt, you know, wanting to create them because the margins are so low and it's like it's a lot of work on me and not enough reward. So I figured out a way to fix that because like in my consciousness, I am not so delusional that I think you would spend more than like $20-something dollars on a shirt that is like a fun Bravo quote or something that I say on the podcast that you just connect to and want to buy to support me. And I don't want to like exploit that because we discussed how like that's where Elle's hang up was too on like figuring out what to produce. Cause like, we're just at the core of it. We're not Sheree. We can't just get things from like a factory warehouse somewhere that has been mass produced, slap our name on it and then charge you $300. That feels
like I was Sheree. That's not me. That's not where I want to come from, right? Because even if I make it to a Sheree, to a Nene, to a Melissa, to a whomever you regard, right? Like, it's still the people like you and I. It's still the people like the mixologists and the chit chatters who got us here. So it's like, I don't ever want to take for granted. Now, I don't believe in leaving out a market. So if we have to have an Etsy shop and a Hermes collab, then baby, we'll have to do what we have to do.
Then we can do that. But I do not as a creator
for everybody.
Because we also connect more with the people. Like, we're on Instagram. People connect with me mainly through my stories. So, like, we're connecting to people on a lot more intimate level than, like, you know, that of a Sheree or something, too. She's a little bit more removed from her own, like, fan base. But when we get to talking, these are just, like, community people. These are community supporters and people that, like, we all are in this together. We know what we're here for.
It's so other people struggling to buy eggs.
Absorbing an amount of money for a jog suit that you also saw on Shein is just not right. It's not. I'm not going to piss on you and tell you it's raining. That's terrible.
Terrible. I love that saying, by the way.
Yeah, same. I've been using it a lot lately because if people follow my Instagram, they know that I just had like radiation done to kill my thyroid. Woot woot. We love murder inside the body. Took that right on out. Pew pew. I have not started glowing yet. I'm really disappointed about it. Priorities are very low. I just really want to glow at least once, but it doesn't happen. But like with like getting the radiation, I have been home doing absolutely nothing, and all I want to do is watch Housewives content and create Housewives content with other people who do Housewife content things. So that's where I'm at, and that's what, you know, we're here to do. And it's spring break for me, so I'm ready to get in there and get messy. There are no kids.
Whoop it up.
I got all the energy. Like, listen, and because Elle is new, of course I want to do some, like, you know, some rapid fire questions and get some things out of her that I didn't even prepare her for, mainly because I have really bad ADHD. So
also, I've been preparing for this like my whole life. Me and my cousin thought we were going to be singers when we were younger. So, you know, like, after you're done playing church, because we're Black like that, you know, we used to play, like, and we'd be on 106 and Park. So we would play the rapid fire games with them. Like, we've been preparing to be interviewed our whole lives. Like,
okay, good. I'm so glad.
Gary Gordy finishing school, who?
Yeah. Come on, Beyonce school of being an entertainer. She'd stay ready, you know? So we queens in this house.
Always.
So excited then to have you on, because we already got that you're a tree hugger. That's great. Yes. You know, people over here know that I am what you call a tree hugger light, mainly because I have very little loyalty to anyone on Housewives except
not
for
a diet tree hugger.
That is it. I am. I'm a diet tree hugger. It's like what's that drink that people get that's like lemonade but doesn't taste like lemonade at all, and they tell them it's a Crystal Light. I'm a Crystal Light tree hugger. I am like, that's, it's actually there. Amazing. It does the job, but it doesn't taste like the same thing. But again, I just don't have loyalty to anybody other than Lanithia Nene Leakes. Perfect. It's just hard to love anyone else after you've given your devotion to someone. And then sometimes they let you down, you know? But what I will say is about 83% of the time, I fall on the side of Teresa. I actually think she makes a lot of sense. She is dumb as a box of rocks, but like in a different way. But her morals and stuff, I align with. It makes
and
sense.
She be tripping sometimes. Like, it was funny. It was a joke. Like, girl, you was being shady. Just say it.
It was a joke. Ha ha.
I just, in my stand-up, I never, like, it doesn't get to the point where that person is always right. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they're humans.
Tay Martian down, she'd be wrong.
She do be wrong, and I love her, and she will be wrong a lot. I used to watch the show with the sisters, and there were a lot of times that I was like, huh. And for those of you who don't know, Tamar, Toni Braxton's sister, and Candy have been having some issues out there. And it's so wild because people who don't really know Candy, like, outside of the Housewives world, which, how can you not? What were you doing in the 90s? Like,
I don't know what you were doing. Preparing for a talent show, practicing a song, like an escape song or an SWV song, what were you actually doing?
I truly have no idea. But if you don't know, you know that there's some connections there. Tamar is Toni Braxton's sister. She used to be really good friends with Tiny. She even used to be cool with Candy. Tiny is Candy's writing partner, also another member of her group Escape. And they all lived in Atlanta for a time. Tamar is an established, beautiful singer, like, voice incredible. And she had a show with all her sisters called the Braxton Family Values. Candy Burris is everywhere that you can watch TV, essentially. Honestly, she's honestly, she's always got her hand in a bag, and you know she is trying to get her group back together, and do the things with the tour, make the money. And it has been a lot of disturbs, like a lot of things in the press because they've been talking. And Tamar found herself on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Basically, Andy being a messy girliana was like, Who were you talking about of Atlanta housewife that like had beef with you and then them and their husband threatened you? And are they still on the show? And she, you know, Tamar will keep it cute, but not really. So she was like, so-and-so, they're still on there. And she kind of left it there. But, you know, Andy, our girliana,
had to say a name. Had to put
will
a name
not
to
stop until he gets an answer. Because if he wants anything, it is to be featured on the Shade Room, honey. Okay. Yeah. He was like, put my WWHL quote up, my clip up there, put it up there. Okay. Let me get in. Let me get in deep with the, you know, Black female community and get in there with them. Okay. Child. So, and of course, it made its way onto the Shade Room where she said it was, because he said Candy, and it wasn't Candy and Todd. She took a sip. He was like, great, we've only just begun. Let's open this door.
Yeah.
We bust down the walls, you know? And they've been like, beefing on Instagram after. And they're like, TV. Yeah, she was like, we'll tell you about it after. And what did he say? I'll see you on the after show. Like later. After show? And he wants us all to watch that damn after show. Girlie, I gotta go.
He wants us to watch it so bad.
It's 11 o'clock. It's I need not. You to understand that it's just not serious enough for 15
First
minutes.
Of all, he had to attach Watch What Happens Live to the end of whatever housewife show or whatever that comes on to even get us to watch it in the first place.
Ratings are only good on Sundays and Wednesdays when the housewives are on. That's all we care about, baby. We gotta go to bed.
We've got to go to bed.
Gotta go to bed. Like the way I be, and I only will do it when it's like built into the schedule. Like, and it gets my hopes up every time, right? Because you sit the record button, it says Real Housewives of Potomac finale, an hour and 15 minutes.
And you're like, it's a 90 minute special.
We owe 75 minutes. We in that bitch. And then you're like, what's Andy's doing here? The last credits, you see the credits from like, wait, what? Because we're here at 11 live. No, I don't want to be here at 11 live. I was promised some additional content by way of the guide saying Real Housewives of Potomac from
It's time we talk about this. Like, it's time.
Watch What Happens Live gets its own little Lego at the end of it. How dare you?
First of all, and let me tell you, I fell for it. It wasn't you. I think it was Alex when she came on Real Housewives Rewind. I said to email, like, Jersey is in 90 minutes tonight, so I'll see you at 10:30 for the taping. And then
this hoe.
Watch What Happens. So I started playing and I was like,
hoes. Now listen, is it an aggressively amazing marketing scheme? Yes.
It's genius.
Andy like the marketing girl because he has forced himself into our homes and our lives because he knows how dedicated we are to the housewives? Yes.
Yes.
The problem with that is I gotta go to bed and you got my hopes up, so now I'm going to bed angry and I don't like it. So naturally, I only catch what's being said on Watch What Happens Live when it trends and it goes on the Shade Room and E! News and Housewives franchise and of course Housewives and Chit Chat and all of the girls, you know, all over the different content creation streams. That's when I catch it. I won't even listen to it on the podcast version because I wait for y'all to post the clips.
I watch it. See, now this is where it's all tied together. But Candy Burris was talking about how SWV is saturated in the market in terms of their promotion rates and all of that on Speak On It. This is where I feel like that same thing is in effect for Andy, because you're attaching Watch What Happens Live to the end of the shows. I never check the scheduling after I'm watching The Housewives. If there is a good guest, I'll stay and watch it because I know that they're getting ready to give us a clip and I want to be up on it.
Yep.
But other than that, I'm not watching the other days. And then you want us to watch the live show. We're already tired. And then you want us to wake up in the morning again and watch you or listen to you on Radio Andy.
That's a lot.
Sir, how many times can we spin the same topic?
Sir, madam. Like, and you want to know something? What I will say, because I know Elle doesn't like watch, and y'all can listen to my recap from when I did it with Abby. But this is why I've always from the beginning said that without the last like two or three seasons, this is why Vanderpump Rules used to be my favorite show, because they're so messy that you could give them everything and they'll still fuck it up. And like, you can tell that Andy woke up that day and like made a sacrifice on an altar and was like, thank you, because this has now kept him employed and people want to listen to him far more than they ever have. They want to watch his show
more.
People,
his stock
like,
went
he's
up.
He's calling Jack's back. I'm like, oh, he's milking. He's like, y'all gonna watch? Oh yes, let's watch. Like, he has to get on it quick, because otherwise they'll start going on podcasts, like each other's podcasts and things like that, because all the girls got podcasts and they'll all be talking about it.
Everybody has a podcast
exactly
now.
So he has to capitalize.
And nobody
quickly
listening to Andy when he say stop doing the podcast.
They don't listen about, except for Tamara, because she's like, I'll be damned if you take my housewife card again. I'll be damned.
But Margaret and Melissa and them, they said, hold my ear.
Melissa.
I can't do what?
Melissa's been talking a little bit. Let's talk about it. Again, this is why I'm a light, because if I could be on the side of Melissa, I kind of would. I am very indifferent to the Jersey girls, like most of them, because I know basically who they are, what they talk about, and how they vote in real life. I see them solely as entertainers on my television right now.
Oh,
like
for
the
sure.
Characters, and I either identify with the character or I do not. And that's fine. It's how I have separation of church and state in my life. Housewives are of my church. I vote my state. Like, it's two separate things.
It's two separate
and
things.
And I just like to go to church on Sundays and have my time with the mm-hmm. Lord and my girls. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, Jersey has been delivering. It has been some of the same moot points. And that has only really fell on Melissa. And that's why I can never get on that side.
The thing with me for Melissa is I want to be on her side so
I want
bad.
To like, so bad.
Like, so bad. Bad,
girl, I
want to
get it so bad.
I am Melissa. Like, I am the spouse who,
yeah,
like, the family. Like, listen,
yes, okay, I've been trying for years. Now I'm gonna stop. Like,
put
creating
Melissa
separation and boundaries. Right, right.
Too bad. You feel what I'm saying? So, in that sense, understanding what it's like to be the newcomer walking into drama that already exists, and then people not wanting to hold that drama, and then being like, "It's her fault." Like, I want to be on her side so bad.
I really do.
But then she does stuff and I'm like, now. When all you were supposed to be saying is, Joe, go talk to your family. I don't have any opinion on the family. Instead, you do little stuff like poke, and it's little petty stuff, right? It's the little like Christmas card pictures and the stuff. It's like the throw the rock, hide the hand tape situation. And then when someone says something, you're like, oh my God, you're mad at a picture?
It's really that simple. Because, you know, my thing with Teresa and why I end up siding on her, because maybe her delivery, she does take it too far fast. But that's the thing. I say the same thing with Candace. The delivery can't be the only thing that we critique, because that means that you're going to always use that mm-hmm. as an mm-hmm. excuse to not listen to the message and
absolutely.
Not hear the intent, which is why they get so aggressive with it. So it's like a vicious cycle. I'm going to yell at you too if you consistently insist on not hearing me. And it's
absolutely.
Like, Teresa says things like, I'm here with my chosen family. Melissa runs and cries fake tears. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just so upset. Why would she say chosen family? Well, because for one bit, she's not related to you. You are a chosen family because her brother chose you.
Chose
Let's start
you.
There. Second of
work
all,
backwards,
she
honestly.
Means everyone who chose to be here that she considers family when her actual family is either dead or opted out of coming.
Or chose not to come.
You chose to come. Your husband did it.
This,
in which case, chosen family. Like, second.
But you know what? I looked at my husband that when she did that, and I said, I'm sorry, that's messy. Given the era of mess that they're in, all of that, I would have never walked into that place without my husband. Number one, to never put him in a situation where now it's he said, she said. Now we're ping-ponging between, is your wife lying to you or is your sister lying to you? I don't want you in that position. So if you're not going to be right by my side looking at the same things I'm looking at, smelling the same stuff that I'm smelling, I'm not going. If you you're going to be mad either way, even if it's just me, you're gonna be mad. So be mad at us.
Yeah. And you know what? Seeing all of this leading up to the wedding and then knowing that ultimately they decided not to come, I'm like, you never wanted to make peace, period. So all those years where you were like, we just want peace and stuff, I'm on Teresa's side now where she was like, that was some fake shit because it doesn't make sense. And we see valid clips that they flash back to the whole family with Louis and all the girls, like the Judice girls at a christening or at a baby shower, at 16th birthday party and all these things. And then we find out from Teresa in a confessional, because it wasn't even her first line of defense. And if she was really interested in being a petty bitch, I would have said it in the opening episode. They didn't come over the summer to my daughter's sweet 16, my son's graduation, my daughter's birthday party. He hasn't been over here in 4 months. Like, I would have absolutely threw them under the bus. And so
while the cameras were hot, baby.
It's so crazy to me. And we talked about this, you know, when we first recorded, but it's so crazy to me that for people like Joe and Melissa, who said, and at the christening, season 3, episode 1, that Teresa only came around when the cameras were there, for them to turn around and say, well, of course we were there while you were away because we were basically making sure that you had an income for your family. Your kids would not have eaten without us, which is a really interesting way to repackage and rebrand.
We only you came being on Teresa's when the cameras show. Were here.
We only came when the cameras showed up. We filmed with Joe so your kids would eat. Sounds an awful like an awful lot like we came when the cameras came because we needed to get a check too. And it just so happened to work out that you also were going to get that check. And she, just interesting to me that Melissa like relieves like the delusion that she believes, well, like you went to prison and like we all stopped our lives and stuff. I was like, no, baby, the show stopped because Teresa's the show. But do not.
And now it's time to mix it up with a break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And they're like allegedly panhandling show options and stuff because Teresa has now allegedly said that she's not filming with them.
And I feel like that's fine because it's been time for them to go. This entire season I'm looking at, I'm having a good time. The only Debbie Downer legit is when it's Melissa and Joe. Nobody wants to watch it anymore.
Nobody wants to watch that.
It used to be Teresa held on that grudge for so long where, you know, and for better or worse, she's not perfect, but she held on a grudge for a long time that her sister-in-law and her brother came on the show that she was working on and did not tell her. It has been confirmed. You cannot change my mind on that. I do believe they were in that type of shady shit. And they came on. It was a back and forth thing. We benefited from it for years. There were plenty of times where it was every single person on that stage against Teresa. And that is where she gained my respect, because if you can do that, I don't think you're the adversary here. I hate when people tell me how to feel about a person.
I don't even remember what season, whatever.
Oh, was it four?
Was it four when they sat there when Caroline started coming real crazy? Jacqueline didn't show up.
Yes, it was every single one of them. It was like the smallest cast they had. It was like Teresa and that blue dress on one side, and it was Melissa, Caroline, Kathy, and Jacqueline. And that was it. And it was Jacqueline against Teresa.
Remember, Jacqueline didn't show. That's why Caroline was big bad.
And Teresa was like, come at me. And I was like, oh, this bitch is, she's tough.
And then Caroline called her, I think she called her like or unintelligent. And I was like, first of all, the hate in Caroline's eyes right now, the neck rolling and all of that tells me that woman was never Teresa's friend. No, I don't care. All of that. Oh, we was family. Pop shit. You don't talk to your friend like that, despite what happens. I will sooner just not talk to you than to talk to you like that out of respect for at least the friendship that I thought we had.
Right. And here's the thing, for those people who are like, well, Teresa's a hypocrite. And now so is Melissa. So now what's the,
what's the now issue?
So it's like, so now what? I mean, we're talking about housewives. They're all hypocrites, especially in Jersey, Marge.
They and all Jennifer's say that fight, they didn't do stuff when they did it and all that.
Marge and Jennifer's fight is literally about timing and semantics. Like they're fighting about the exact same thing because they're both hypocrites. And we find no problem being engaged in those fights. Now, I asked you a question. Like this is like a really ridiculous segue, but I asked you a question because I just needed to know if you understood the theory that I have heard, and that is that like Jen is the loudest. So she talks a lot of mess. So people think she's the messy one, but Marge is messy just as much, and she's a sniper from the side. And I think that was really made clear last season and like the final season with her and Louis and everything. But we were so distracted by Louis having such bad press and everything that we didn't even see that Marge was really a driving force behind that. And I have said, I have not named names, but birdies have said that one Marge Joseph allegedly was shopping around that information about Louis to try to get people to be talking about it during that time. I will not confirm or deny who some of those people were, but please believe it happened.
And also, like, not even going back to last season, right? Because they always say, like, I don't want to go backwards. Let's just go to last week's episode, okay?
Yeah, let's just go right now. Or was that
the episode before that where they were getting into it, right? And they were going back and forth. And she was talking about Jen being a disheveled drug addict, this, that, and the third, right? That's sniper from the side material. Number one, Jennifer Aiden has never smoked on camera. She doesn't film getting high.
It seems like we keep bringing up her life on camera.
Clearly not something that she wanted to discuss on camera, okay?
Right.
You keep doing and saying all of these things. Just because someone goes low doesn't mean you have to go to hell. That is a decision that you make based on the things that are being said to you at the time. You know what I'm saying? Some days you could be a big girl, some days you can't. But that is still a decision that is made. It's not a rule.
And it's a decision to judge Jennifer Aiden on countless times. And everybody does. It's just because she's loud about it. Marge is not. The fact that, like,
just whispers
me, Jennifer's allowed at least one terrible season of being a villain because she had to sit her children down and tell them about an affair because this woman chose to bring it on TV. That is crossing a line to me.
Her daughter's
family. Everybody has been like on my ass about it. Like, no. Housewives, it's all fair game, blah blah blah. No. Fine. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. No. But then you cannot be mad at how that person reacts. That's my thing. You can make the choice, but you can't choose the consequence. So if Jennifer wants to go looking to find some shit now, you looked and found some shit. Don't start none. Won't be none.
Won't be none. And that, oh my God, I say that all the time. You only get to pick one action. You don't get to make your decision and then pick my reaction. The only one that you can pick is your decision. How are you going to move? Okay, boom, you wanted to step on my toe. You don't then get to dictate if I turn around and smack the shit out of you. Or then you just smack. Or if I say, oh no, baby, you good. Both of those things, they're my decision to make.
Yep.
And you have no choice in that. But the decisions that you make tell me who you are.
Absolutely. And speaking of those choices, like, you know, we're at Dolores's softball game finally, Dolores's softball game, baseball game. And we've had many a blowout now up until this point, you know, lots of brunches and all these things and mozzarella's parties and all of that have always led to somebody yelling at Jennifer yelling at Marge, and Marge and Jennifer saying terrible things that in which like Marge is not ever apologetic for. And to which I say, the only reason I will keep that boring lady on the show, I forget, is it Jen Fessler? I don't remember her name at all. That boring lady is because she's the only person who's telling Marge, girl, what the hell? I've never seen you balance. Act like this.
She's giving real balance. She told that grown woman, you only get to pick your decision. She could call you everything in the world. It is up to you. You both were being nasty.
So it doesn't really make sense to me that you say she's always the evil one who's talking out of character. Because I'm witnessing
when I watched you do tango. Evil shit.
I'm watching you tango. You can't tangle. That's the thing. Jennifer is crazy, but she can't tangle by herself.
Yeah, you she crazy. She ain't cuckoo. She ain't here to listen. You hear the music? No, you're the violinist.
Yes. You're giving her the music, the ammunition. And it's just funny to me. Like, I want to really know what the hell Jen has in her back pocket for Marge to be so mad all the time that she even had the conversation, that she shuts it down and tries to fight with her over even having the conversation with this girl. And I'm like, will you open that can of worms? If you're going to say, let's talk about it and everything is fair game because we're on Housewives, let's talk about it. Right? That's what your reasoning was last year when you told the whole world about Bill's affair. That was 10 years ago.
10 years old, man.
So it's such like, a stretch honestly, to me. Like, 10 years? Okay. All righty then. So if you're mad about it, and I get it. You're mad because she talked about the affair that you had with your now husband. But to me, if you're going to go tit for tat, then that's one tit and one tat. Then we're even. Mm-hmm. So then to come around and be like, okay, so now here's an affair that your kids now are going to know about from 10 years ago. Like one of her kids wasn't even like fucking born. She was pregnant with him. So now this has to happen. And there are repercussions that you did not consider that you made this choice. Oh, Housewives, fair game. Okay. Then guess what? Now we're up two tits, one for two tits.
Yeah.
For
you thought I was going to let you sit there one tit.
And just like, when am I decided that I'm going to be a loser all the time? I want to win.
No, I'm going to get my tat.
Yeah, I'm still going to get my tat. So I'm going to call your friend. Yes, I am. And I'm going to ask her because your friend chose to talk. So whose fault is it?
But friend, first of all, like I think I said this in one of my chit chats. I want to know before I even know what the friend has to say, I want to know why the friend and Margaret fell out. Right? Yes. Because you have a friend for 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? You guys fall out. I'm willing to bet my last dollar there is not a phone call that could interest you in giving up dirt on your ex-friend, now ex-friend of 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Something absolutely wild.
Yep.
Would have to have happened
for them to be like, I'm airing all your shit to your enemies.
That's what I'm saying.
So then again,
wild. It has to happen. So before I know
capable of the problem.
Absolutely. And I want to know before she even tell me the tea, I want to know how they fell out. Cause I know that story is good. It's gotta be good.
I want to start there. I don't even care what she had to say about Marge after. I want to know what happened.
What happened? So cause that'll happened. Tell me
that
everything
might be all I need, baby. That's about it.
After that. Thank you.
Yeah. Everything else is like, oh, fun tea, but like, let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's figure out what we're doing. Like what happened here? I really want to know that. And you know, it's just happened. Like, there's nothing but rifts in Jersey. You know, you got the Jen and the Marge of it all. You got Melissa and Teresa and Joe, because Joe is, you know, like Peter, you know, Petriana. He's, you know, Joella, and he likes to be in the mixy mix, and he's the most mixy of the men, picking fights with Louie and, you know, everybody else.
Can I take a segue, just a small one?
Sure, sure.
I said on my chit chat that I did not like that Tamar called Tatiana, right? Okay. Everybody was like, oh, but we call him Peter, Patricia, and Pat, and all of that. And I just want to elaborate on what I think the difference is in this particular situation.
Got it.
Nene and Cynthia were going back and forth. Peter inserted himself. Nene then said, you know, is he one of the grubs he keeps inserting himself, right?
Yes.
That's not a direct quote. Tamar is fighting with Candy. She goes, then her man, Tatiana, comes over.
Okay.
And to me, therein is the difference. You were like pretty much by proxy speaking directly to Candy and addressing her husband as a name that you know is not his name. You're not recounting the story with one of your homegirls talking about some her man being it too much. Does he want a peach? It's giving. He acts like this.
Yeah. And Todd genuinely doesn't typically. He's like, he's a touch more involved than a Juan Dixon, but a lot less involved than a Joe Gorga. So.
Oh yeah. No, definitely not.
He's
Joe
like not really still, here. He's just here.
Still in it too much in my opinion. But I just wanted to, since you said that and it like light bulb for me,
Got to clarify. That's what we do. That's what we're here for. But Joe is a Joella. Because no, for sure. He's choosing to fight with everybody, including even Louis. And no, listen, do I think Louis is a master manipulator? Absolutely. He's coming off fantastic. He read the comments, knows what's going on. He understands human emotion way better than we thought he did. And to which I say, I'm not above being manipulated. Even if I know I'm being manipulated by somebody on TV, I'm like, fine, whatever. What am I going to fight?
I'm going to watch you manipulate me. Go ahead.
Sure. Let me see what you got. Manipulative. Exactly. So whatever. And Teresa Leggett, I love it. She got a big pull. She had a party. She's in a love bubble. What the fuck ever, right? Mm-hmm. But Joe, he big mad that nobody, she doesn't need him anymore. And that's really what it's coming off as. So Melissa is capitalizing to me on the idea that Joe is sad that he doesn't have his sister who needs him as much as she now. Because when she needed his dad, but that, you know, his dad was getting older and couldn't be there for anything. So she was close to Joe. Joe went away to prison. So Joey stepped in for the daughters, right? And now she has this man who is like taking care of her. And I think Joe is sad that he does not need to be there for his sister, which is funny to me because this is what Teresa felt for the last like 15 years as he's been married to Melissa. It's like that there's now a rift between us. And it seems like instead of trying to mend the fences, which we are seeing Louis try to do, be like, just call him, have a ceasefire. It's gonna be okay. He just misses you, even though he just spent the whole night yelling at Louis. Louis still like, just call him. It's because he misses you. He needs to talk to you. And Melissa's like capitalizing on this. Like, oh, he no longer wants to be around his sister. Great. She's a piece of trash. We're not doing anything with them.
But see, now I have a theory that's a little bit the opposite of that, right?
Okay.
I do think that Louis is a master manipulator. I think he's doing it well, but I think that the positioning is, Teresa, if you're really not the problem, let's position you. We know you're not the problem. This is the conversation they're having. We know you're not the problem, right? Let's now show the world that you're not the problem and let's watch them implode, right? Now,
that makes sense.
To that, we add, we always get to talk about, I was there when you went away. Before it was that, it was, I pay my credit card bills, unlike some people, remember? And she said that wasn't a dig because she didn't directly say her name, right? All of these things. Okay, well, if Teresa's money is in order, if Teresa's actually trying, if Teresa's doing the thing, then we can look over here and see that dun, 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 you owe money, you owe this, you owe that. Now Teresa's saying, I'm not going to film with them. So I think the scramble is, no, right, you like the drama between us, right? You like it. Look, she's a piece of shit. So it's like, I'm trying anything to give you what you said you wanted because I need this check.
Oh yeah, she absolutely needs this check. And if Melissa's only storyline is always her and her sister-in-law. And now that Teresa
even teaching Antonia to drive. Yes. We're gonna teach Antonia to drive. You know your aunt. Nobody cares.
It's also not enough. It's Jersey. We require deep things. We require extra. We require more. It's not a new enough show for us to be like, let's get to know your kids. Oh my God, you're driving. Like, that's so fun. We're not that lighthearted. No. We've been shaking tables and throwing people into cameras for a long time. Not
and actually, your kid being that here reminds me that there has been no growth here because I also know that I've been looking at your kid since she was like three. So
yeah, exactly. So in which case it's like, now that Teresa does have other storylines, like a plenty, you know, now it's like, dang, we can't make it about her because it has been about her. Because all I'm hearing is all those different times that they've been talking about where we were there for your kids, we were there for filming, it still sounds like Teresa was your storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should just call a spade a spade.
Well, we met them fighting with Teresa. We've never known them outside of the drama with Teresa. They have
not. Exactly. They've been here since the beginning.
Their whole existence on here has been attached to Teresa, which is why the scramble, because now if there's no Teresa attachment.
Yeah. So it actually would behoove you to make nice. But since you decided not to go to that girl's wedding, let me tell you something. The same way they showed us when they first started this show and when Teresa first went to prison, they will not film without that woman. So if you decide not to go to the wedding and you really want to make that statement, and everyone said, all the content creators, all the people in the comments were like, they're going to regret that. They're going to regret that. Not just because of their life, but like in their relationship. But if your whole thing is about the money, you're going to regret it because they're not going to film two separate shows, not for the Gorgas.
No, no.
Not for the Gorgas. And your little trio was gone. The Jackie, Marge, and Melissa trio. Because Jackie gone. She boring. And she's Marge, gone she and there, she's but she back. Will also sell you under the river. Marge knows too much, apparently. And she hates the fact that Jen now got the drop on her. So she will take, she'll do whatever she needs to do to keep check alive as well.
Any and all things that need to be done. But I was watching Housewife Historian had a live, and she was talking that allegedly they are like shopping a like a Chip and Joanna Gaines type. Chip and Joanna situation to other networks wherein Joe builds the house, she designs the house, and so they go from there.
There wasn't a, like a whole thing about how the houses he was posting that he flipped were like not his work.
And she touched on that. And, like, I mean, that's still why people were like, that made the news though. Like, it was her point. Like, no, you can't try and repackage this. We still remember it's still fresh. You were just on GMA. Like, are you serious?
That should not change much for HGTV, because I have some news for all of y'all. I love HGTV, but there are some things that y'all should know about them shows. Okay. Like, it's not all peaches and cream over there, baby.
What? Do they have drama?
Oh, they have so much drama. First of all,
like currently or
currently. What I really love, my latest favorite thing is, like, you know, they were doing flip or flop, you know, Tariq and his ex-wife Christina, and they did it even while they were divorced, right?
Yes,
because people were very, very interested in them as like the flipping and the floppers.
Yes, and that was a big storyline.
Yeah, and Christina kind of lost all her contracts. Like, she had some spinoffs, and now those suddenly have disappeared. But Heather is now with her now husband, Tariq, and they're doing flipping with the El Musas. So he got his flipping show back, and he's doing it with Heather from Selling Sunset, who also looks exactly like Christina.
Exactly like her.
Exactly like. I know that's like the look in LA, but like exactly like her. Like same color blonde and everything.
No, it's
like
giving bottle. Kim Kardashian and Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Like it really is. But yeah, now they have flipping the El Musas, and I just find it so interesting. Like, so there's some drama there. Oh yeah, the Chip and Joanna of it all, baby. All that beautiful thing you see, you only get to keep the floors and the colors on the wall, allegedly. Everything else is shipped right on out when that show is over.
Wait, they don't get the furniture?
No, ma'am.
Well, I thought they paid for it. I did think they
paid for it. If they pay for it, it is staging. But you know how she gets like all those beautiful custom pieces that cost like so much money from her really good friends who is a woodworker? Yeah, those things are like $10,000, $20,000. People can't afford them. And they also usually can't afford the houses. So a lot of those homes allegedly end up being relisted within the same year. And there's like a contract now that you can't, allegedly it's in the contracts now, if you do the show, that you can't list your house within 6 months because it looks bad on the show. But like, people end up going into a lot of debt trying to upkeep homes that they can't, that all this new nice shit was put in and they can't afford it. They just wanted the house to be fixed up, and then all of a sudden everything gets shipped out. It's all staging. So you get to keep what you pay for. So that is hard for a lot of families who really put all their money into flipping the house for real, like overall. So no, they don't have $100,000 to keep all that nice fancy furniture from the only source. It's all furnished and sourced by Joanna. It's all her contact, her connects, and her company. So everything is Magnolia Home. Everything is staged with their shit pretty much.
Right, but wouldn't it be so much more beneficial? Like, if we're actually talking about a sustaining business and blessing people and being good Christians, air quotes. Wouldn't it be more beneficial to say, listen, we do 17 shows a season. I'm going to need 17 custom pieces for you. We'll highlight the business. We'll put a QR code so people can come shop you. Because there are people who watch the show who can afford $10,000 pieces.
Yeah. And if not for nothing, people may be like, oh, maybe I don't want a $10,000 dining room table because I don't need a table that big, but I do want a custom something piece. I like this person. If Joanna Gaines is using them, I want to use them too. And not for nothing, it's your stuff. So you're not losing any money like you think you are by putting your shit. That's the next thing I'm going
to say. Isn't there in a budget someone here else's now?
House? It's just a commercial. It's a commercial you're getting paid for. Like you already got the check from
you
it.
You could take them so, 17 pieces and write them off as a fucking loss. Are we serious?
Girl, right? Exactly. Be like, girl, that was like, commercial for the business. Take these plates that are at Target. I would just turn to the camera and be like, everything is from Magnolia Home, now available at Target. Like, I would just go ahead and do it.
Like, what?
What's the purpose of making people buy the shit that you own?
But I also don't understand. Well, I do understand. It's the step on heads to get to. Ooh, yes, tell me that. But I understand that, not understanding the way that I would do it, right? But I get the step on people's head mentality. Do whatever you got to do to get to the top, right? Everybody does that in some facet. People are trying to do it right now, mad dash to 100,000 on TikTok just to get into certain funds and all of that. You know what I mean? But I also don't get it when you're telling me that this brand is built around family and values,
Christian values,
Jesus Christ, and like all of these things.
The silos.
Exactly. So I don't understand doing things that would leave
value system
a bad taste in people's mouth about you.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. You know what else doesn't make a lot of sense? The fact that apparently and allegedly the Property Brothers don't finish the homes. So what you can see and what they show you sometimes is just the front. Like there have been a lot of cases that like the back of the counters and stuff are not finished. The left side is not finished and they don't come back and finish them allegedly.
Oh, wait, no, that's not what I was talking about. Wait, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They'll show it. They do them so quickly because they have so many to film that they'll be in there for a hot second. They'll look, they only come to film. They're not there any other time. And so what gets done. And there have been lots of pictures. You can find this all over the internet. There's lots of different times that people have been like, so the end of my crown molding stops right here. The wall continues on for another 3 feet. It stops here. It's messy. The tile glue is on the side and we can see it. It looks like it was done sloppily and they don't come back and fix it. And once they're done filming, they show the reveal, they pack up and they ship out. Like, gotta go to the next one, baby.
That's psychotic. I thought you meant like, you know, you watch Property Brothers and they'll show you like a bedroom, the kitchen, the bedroom, the half bath, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the only part of the house that's done. So if it was a seven bedroom house,
that's usually also
still have. But that was to my understanding because the renovation would cover this.
Yes, and you know what? The praise that people do give Joanna and Chip is that they at least finish all the other rooms, like they at least like paint them. So right. And like put the floors down, like that's the least you can do. But again. You should just then outsource property managers. There's two of you. If you both need to film that bad and do other things, that's fine. But like, there's this thing that, especially on HGTV, once they reach a certain point of popularity, they neglect everything else that they've ever done. And the reason why people continue to support them is because they think they're supporting that mission. Like they think they're supporting those values.
Right.
So now you're not just two brothers who are helping people like get their house on the market and, you know, buy the home of their dreams and make it realistic. So we're buying into a pipe dream that you're actively admitting that is not a thing anymore. And it's something that you're not interested in. And that's really disappointing. Pointing to the girlies, but the Heather and Tariq of it all, that one keeps me up at night. Every time I get on Hulu and see Flipping with the El Mooses, I'm like, ah, damn.
But that, and that, hello, this is why TikTok is dangerous, because if we're having these conversations, how long before HGTV can't package and do shows like this? How long before they have to actually change their formula because now people know, right? Like the cat's out of the bag. I think
they're trying to get more into reality TV. Like they know that that's what the girlies are watching. And I think that's why they put Heather. They wanted a different kind of show. And that's why I think Tariq and Heather were able to shop their show because she's an established reality TV star. And they're getting another spinoff with the Selling OC of it all. Like, apparently Heather is moving to OC. Like that's where she's going to end up being. So she's getting all of
everybody is in Orange County now.
Baby, but Heather was the sleeper hit. I did not see that happening from Selling Sunset. For those of y'all who watch, I just never saw us going many places with her. She seemed like she was the quiet storm, honey. She was like, oh, another show, and another show, and another show.
Once you get that formula, they buy into it. But it's also, we know it's it's a crabs in a barrel mentality, right? Because then you've got Tabitha Brown over on Food Network and they wanted her to Aunt Jemima it up.
No, and that's just simply not who Tabitha is. I'm sorry. I can't give you that one. Y'all, I gotta move before I get blood clots. Here we go. My dog just wants to keep cuddling. I'm like, girlie, I'm trying to do some stuff. But all that to say, like, the girlies on reality TV, that bug, man, it bites you and it bites you so hard. And then it is so hard for them to maintain any kind of morality, like even to the point of exploiting family members. I'm very disappointed in Joe and Melissa this season.
What's her name?
Who?
Spencer and
Heidi.
Thank you. My brain kept wanting to say Haley and I knew that was wrong. She is a perfect example of getting that reality TV bug and just doing anything and trying to fit anything in and falling into the plastic surgery game. Like, she's a great example of that. I mean, Spencer as well, but.
Oh, for sure. But like, yeah, no, there's a lot of them. And I feel like that's the reason why people are having such a hard time seeing and hearing Melissa Gorga's pleas of like why people should be on her side. Because everybody who argues for her is the conversations and the arguments are so weak that it's like, so basically what you're saying is she has been relying on this for so long. And the reason she started being successful on the show is because she lied her way onto it and did not tell her sister. And that was going to start an entire storyline that made sense to Bravo at the time. We all benefited from it in some way. And it's carried us for a long time. But now that the one that everyone thought was the troublemaker wants to move past the trouble, we can't have that. Now, all of a sudden, it's, I'm not doing this. I'm not going there. I can't be around her. I'm like, how dare Joe tell Melissa that he can't be around Louie? Well, he just yelled at Louie. You yelled at him.
When you were in a public setting, literally talking to this grown man like he was a child. Honestly, exactly. you were talking to him like you were begging him to get up and beat your ass. But
yeah, you really wanted that. And it's very funny to me, before we move on to Miami, that Jen was like, I'm going to take this opportunity to capitalize on this too. If Teresa won't, I will, honey. And she told Melissa, she's like, didn't Margaret tell you to like go bed with a ball player? And she's like, she's never told me to leave my husband. Flashback to when she was like, you can get anybody you want. And Margaret's like, I didn't say it like that. She's spreading lies. What I said was, I'm like, so it's not a lie. If maybe a misconstrue, she got your words missed, but it sounds like what you're saying is you still said something to the effect. You know what she's talking about. So yeah, okay. So,
and I think the part that's getting her tripped up on that is there's, and maybe I'm willing to leave room for it. Maybe it's semantics, right? But
maybe
she could have said, girl, stick your chest out. Look in the mirror, remember you that any man in the world would be happy to have you. Like, you're a catch, you're a great mom, you're a da 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 da. What was said was, you don't have to put up with that. You could have a ball player.
Exactly. So no, it wasn't an
those are two different sentences.
It wasn't a legitimate leave your husband for a ball player. But that's the thing with Mar, she always wants to fight with semantics and she doesn't want people to realize she's just as bad. She fights just as dirty as Teresa. She fights just as dirty as Jen. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think what Teresa said about Marge was actually really insightful and kind of a nice let off, like, to me, when she said that Marge is just a better friend to have than an enemy. And that made sense to me. So she's like, I mean,
personally, I'd be like, oh, I'm glad you get it. If someone said that about me, I'm glad you made peace
with her. We used to fight. I realized I don't like fighting with her. I would rather not fight with her. So if I have to be her friend instead of us fighting, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that horrible of a thing to say when y'all used to be enemies.
I don't think
I don't get it.
But that was the, like, ugh, y'all don't have anything to film.
Yeah, Marge and Melissa want a problem with Teresa so bad. It is their bread and butter.
And they need it for airtime. They need it for their contracts.
They need
it. If your contract is X amount a season, that means that you film everything. That means you're in everything.
Yeah.
If they give you that, and that equals up to
let's just say for argument's sake, $2 an episode, right? But you're only in 3 episodes and not 10. That's a problem. And how do you get in 10 episodes? You have an issue with Teresa.
And exactly. And I feel very bad about the fact that, like, this is what we need to do, because none of them have any storyline anymore. And none of them really have taken a cold, hard look at what their life looks like without it. When the last time we saw Marge do anything? I don't think we have. I think she's like the Lisa Rinna. Like, she's only there to stir shit up and call people out on stuff that don't got nothing to do with her. And that's really it. And then she goes home with whatever broken bone she got that day.
Child, we saw her fall. That's what we saw.
Doesn't she have like a cast a month? Like a cast a year? Like every year she's injured.
Is she the Vicky of this?
And she's not even the story. That's not even the storyline, which is crazy to me.
My
wrist could easily be like, we fail. Here, let's talk about my fall. Jen shows up in a boot and you mad at her because she got a storyline. That's not fair.
That's not.
It's coming up. The show is, you know, both good and can use some work. I'll be happy when we get to the real, like, you know, climax of the Teresa and Melissa saga of it all. They bonded over the calendar. We know that doesn't last long because they made a conscious choice to not go to the wedding. So I'm just curious to see how this all falls apart, because it feels like it's already messy and not together. So sure, let's see how much worse it can get. And then more importantly, you had a nice friendly question about why we're talking about how we're kind of bored over here on Bravo, but lo and behold, on somewhere else, there was something that you were saying is like the best of the best, and you had a question about it over on that that girly the Peacock, where we don't get to watch all of the
The Miami of it all.
Yes, the Miami of it all. While the Mojito Jersey sometimes. We're never bored with the 305. We are
never bored.
Not at all.
MIA, baby. They bring the action. I don't understand. Look, you see, I had to adjust my mic, try to come up close to you.
She's like, this is
I don't understand why they're on Peacock, right? And I wish that NBC would just put us out of our misery. Either fire Andy and move everybody to Peacock, give them the same production, give them the same production company, or let's bring Miami to Bravo, because
back well, to yes, Bravo.
Back.
This Excuse is not me. Fair. Yes, They've been there forever.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Let me apologize for that. Bring them back to Bravo. Miami is eating. They are the best season right now. Could you imagine?
Oh, it's incredible.
All of the blogs, they would, first of all, I can't even get my thoughts together because it's just so freaking good. Alexia walking in to talk to Julia and having that whole moment, like they were there for like 3 to 5 minutes, obviously. And then finding out that Adriana is actually in the room right there behind, that would have ended the Scandoval conversation on all social medias if Miami was airing in real time on Bravo. And I'm willing to argue about that.
Yeah, it makes sense because it gets all the hype later and it feels like we're all divided. Like we don't all get to see it because we're watching it on Peacock because we're just so damn dedicated at this point. We got all the girlies, all the streaming girlies, right? Mm-hmm. But other people, they wait till it comes on Bravo because they already paid for their cable package. And that's fair. That's fair. And then they, like 3 months from now, I mean, it's not usually that long. You'll probably all see this by the summer or something, or mid spring.
It'll be about 3 months though.
Exactly. Like, so in April, May, you're watching this and it's sad because then everybody's going to be reliving it and they're going to be like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Then there'll be calls to cancel Alexia because she is anti-Russian. I mean, and like Alexia, all of this is
absolutely delusional. I should have said, are you Alexia delusional or Teresa delusional? Because that's something we can all kind of figure out.
She's just wrong. Like, I'm sorry, I don't care how many languages you know. I don't care how long it took you to learn English. I don't care because of how little bit of a time you lived in America. If you didn't understand what you said to Julia was crazy.
And like, by crazy, wild, I mean, bro. I think I talked about this on my Patreon. Alexia looked at that woman and was like, you should know. You know about prostitution, right? Because you're Russian. I tell you, L, my bottom chin The tiny little hairs on my chinny chin chin fell out and hit the floor along with the rest of my head, and my jaw cracked. I have never hit the floor that hard in my life.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Baby, I was flabbergasted, and I was Allie, the first one. Andy would love me.
I got mollywopped by that one. I was like,
because I was like,
no, she did not just say the girl knows about prostitution because she's Russian. Wait. I was like, no, don't make the connection, but don't. I need you to walk me through it, but please don't.
I don't know.
And now it's time to mix it up with a break.
I think that there is a good chance that if I were a housewife, I could have gotten roped into the drama because I think my initial reaction once I closed my mouth would have been like, you're not talking about like the red light district of it all, right? Like, that's not where this is going.
Also, like, do you only know Russian women to be prostitutes? Weren't you married to a cartel leader? Like, I'm just very confused that you don't know of any other sex crime. Like, sex work is work, but you're referring to like sex crimes of the illegal nature back in the day. You're in Miami, but suddenly the only connection to prostitution that you would ever have heard of and that you can make a connection to is Julia's restaurant. And Julia was shook as hell. She was like, hold on, Wayne.
Because I have so many questions. Like, would you have said that to anyone at that table? Like, if Dr. Nicole would have said, I just have to keep saying Dr. Nicole because she don't have no real job anyway. If Nicole would have,
Nicole don't have no real job,
that's what Larsa said to her.
Oh yes, she does. Yeah, we can get to Nicole of it all. Exactly. I have deep feelings about Alexia and Nicole.
But if Nicole would have said she doesn't know how to be sexy, would you have said like, oh, you don't know how to be sexy, you're Cuban? Like, would you have said it to that, like, yes. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And I feel like the yes. answer to that would have been no. That's how you know you have a problem. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you could deduce yeah. this for yourself in your own brain in any language.
Yes. Also, the language barrier wasn't the issue. You said your words very clearly. You knew what each one of them meant. They made sense contextually. As a former English major myself and one who teaches English and writing to the children, it was all made very clear. You did not mince words at all. In fact,
not
it was
all.
So clear that we all were like, oh, shit. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, that we all caught it at the same time.
We all understood.
That's how you know it landed.
Uh-huh. Immediately. You know like about what? Prostitution, right? Because you're Russian. You knew exactly what we was talking about. There was no language barrier then, and you have
nothing.
Not been in the country short enough amount of time that you don't know. We understand you perfectly when you deliver digs, and we know when you don't know always what your translation is. You just switch to Spanish, so you feel very comfortable
yes.
saying that in
saying
English.
That in, like in English right. in its entirety.
In
also,
its entirety,
can we talk about how Adriana be eating the girls up with her vocabulary? Like, honestly, she'd be like, "I need you to understand that every sentence. I am not a dumb housewife, nor am I stupid because English was not my first language."
Don't,
thank you.
Don't let the accent fool you, baby. I'm keeping up.
Never,
I know what you're
never,
talking about, and I'm
never.
Here to tell you it's not gonna fly.
She uses words in a sentence that I would have never. Like,
I mean,
and, like, my mom.
Adriana has so much tact that, like, it upsets me. I'm not going to lie. Like, there is
honestly,
a moment in my Miami honestly. Re-binge while I've been here looking, you know, being very radioactive, but not glowing. So, like, what's the point? Other than mm-hmm. health, that's fine. But like,
right, like if it wasn't going to come with any superpowers, we could.
I mean, for real, I'm just like, I really like to glow. If I have to lose some parts and I have to heal, can I at least glow?
Can I glow?
Like, it's not
yeah,
right.
it have
but
to
like,
be a long term. Like, I'm not asking you to make me like Spider-Man
or
something.
It doesn't
like,
have to be forever.
Like, just all your Raising Beyond moment. Like,
yeah, I'm on the my... radioactive like 3 or 5 days. I'm trying to get a little static shock going, like a little,
something,
you know, a little something.
A little Dazzle Dazzle.
Something, little park, you know. But if I'm not, you know, if I'm not going to do that, then I'll sit here and watch Miami for the 15th time. And I had just got to the episode close to the end where Alexia all season has been telling everybody that Adriana's boyfriend is married. She's like showing him, she's causing a fuss at somebody's engagement party after yelling at her about being too sensitive. She over here, you know, trying to be like, you're married. The next day, she's like, oh, I didn't scroll to the bottom. It definitely says divorce. Great. We have that. And she admitted that, but she did not apologize for saying to everybody that she was married. And I am like, Adriana's like,
not only did she not admit to it, she said she would never apologize. She said, she said you're not going to get one.
And Adriana's like, you can apologize for spreading a rumor. She goes, I didn't spread a rumor. Is a rumor telling people? Yes.
Yes. That is, that's quite literally a rumor.
I just love the housewife trope of like, I didn't spread a rumor. I said what I heard. That is.
I repeated what someone told me. I didn't spread a rumor.
Spreading a rumor. No, you didn't start the rumor. But if you tell somebody something you heard with no evidence, factual information, or not taking it to the person themselves, you spread a rumor.
I didn't make a peanut butter and jelly. I just spread jelly and peanut butter on a bread and put it together.
Exactly. I didn't make a sandwich. I didn't butter the roll. I just put some butter on it and spread it around.
Okay. I didn't butter the roll. I just dipped my butter, my bread in the butter.
I didn't. Exactly. Like, it just don't make sense. So when Alexia is yelling, I spread a rumor because I just said what I heard. Yes.
Yeah.
That is simply how.
The way that she can sit there, though, and just like, I don't know about you, but me. I would have never been able to sit there and get my makeup done while she went on her freaking 5-minute rant before I said one word.
Yeah.
I jumped. When she started talking, I was like, who else is here? You were there the whole time, bro?
Yes.
You were getting your makeup done?
Yes.
I would have never been able to.
Adriana is a better woman than me. And what's worse is that she kind of has to be, because you have two adversaries of Alexia this season, and you see how they're both interacting with her in such a different way. Adriana is like timing enough for Alexia, but she knows when to back off because she's like, it doesn't matter. You are a brick wall and you don't listen to reason. I'm going to save my energy because I know what the truth is. And she tries to not let it affect her too much, but she always lets it be on the record that this is how she feels and you're a piece of shit. So she can at least bring it up at the reunion, right? Right. Dr. Nicole, however, she'd be trying to go toe-to-toe. You can't reason with stupid. And I didn't feel that way up until when they had that lawyer there and she threw the black card at him. I was like, damn, that was a good move. But also Alexia made the block card talking about some $700 an hour. He can't be bothered with your questions. Girl, everybody in that room can at least afford $700 an hour. Let's not be, don't be so gauche. You know what I'm saying? To like,
you know what I mean?
As if that's like a barrier that she can't ask a question. She's like, okay, I have $700. Like, what are you talking about? And so that felt fun. But when we got to the dinner, like the triple gringo dinner party or whatever, and Alexia talking about some, you owe me an apology because you disrespected him. And Dr. Nicole's fiance is like, okay, like, does he want, like, is he upset? Yes, he is, because he called me and told me. Okay.
Okay.
Does he want an apology? Does he want some flowers, some chocolate? And they're like, how did they get stuck? They get stuck because that's the only, they argue like
on the chocolate. I hate that. Is he, no, that is exactly how they argue.
Is they stuck on the word, the one thing. How dare you? That's disrespectful. He's a distinguished. You work with 13 people. Who, and then Dr. Nicole's fiance, who does? Don't defend yourself. They're stuck now. They're stuck on the idea that you said, does he want an apology, flowers, or chocolate? Mm-hmm. And they're like, forget the apology, flowers and chocolate. That sounds
That's all we're talking about.
I'll go with that.
I just had this conversation with somebody. I don't even remember who, right? And I was like, I get it. Whether or not you intended to toss your card at this man, you did. Your husband's a lawyer. Okay, cool. I understand the need to at least say, like, my bad. My energy over there got caught up and somehow it came in.
I should not have tossed the Amex at him. I should have just said, send me an invoice.
It was not at you at all. It was not to diminish your talent in your field.
Right. Also, why are you throwing all the responsibility on Nicole, though? Because everybody was arguing in front of this man. But only Nicole is being demanding an apology.
my issue is Alexia had Nicole at her home. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so either she could have said, hey, Nicole, could you like hang back for a second? I want to talk to you. Like as you're saying goodbye, or if she had to leave before everybody was leaving, you hug her and say, I'm gonna call you because you know I ain't really like that moment right there. Right. What yeah. I'm not going to do is sit there with you in my home, the place that I feel the most comfortable to have a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Kiki kaka with you and then wait days until hug. You go to dinner.
They hug. And then she's like, no, I'm just really upset that you didn't call me. I expected a call from you. Why?
You didn't even give the social cues that would imply that I needed to call you. And Nicole, you didn't ask me to call you.
Nicole is too logical and reasonable as a doctor because she's smart. And that's the problem. She's too smart sometimes. And she's like, how was I supposed to know that you had an issue if you did not tell me? And I'm like, okay, reasonable question. Alexi responds with a non-reasonable answer. Okay, two, that's strike two. And then by strike three, they sit down together. And yet again, Nicole is like, I'm trying to explain myself. No, you're trying to apologize with a but. Nicole's like, okay, it might sound like that, but I'm not giving you an excuse. I'm trying to let you know that my intention was never this. You to know what I was thinking and why I didn't think that you were upset. And basically, you didn't tell me you were upset. And because I had to figure it out by this dinner, I'm letting mm-hmm. you know why I didn't think you were upset. Absolutely. Why it didn't cross my mind. Why you didn't get that call. Because I didn't know. You left it up to me to play Carmen San Diego and do a little bit of guesswork. And I'm telling you, this is why I failed the guesswork.
But also, I don't have time to play Carmen San Diego. I was at the hospital. I was doing.
I don't want to. I'm a doctor. I'm busy. I'm planning a wedding. I'm an adult. Like, tell me how you feel.
I'm not your kid. I'm like, I'm a list of things and none of them equal your lap dog. Thank you.
Or a mind reader. Like, tell somebody. And so that is where I was like, okay, Alexia, strike number three, you're not here with us. I don't know where you are. Are you making TV very entertaining? Yes. Do I believe this is who you are? Oh, so yes. So it does make it more fun to watch because it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like a Jersey moment. Like, this is who she is. She's this kind of messy, this kind of delusional, this kind of crazy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We saw at the earlier part of the season when she was sitting down with that son of hers and was basically making excuses for that girlfriend and pressed some charges and it just seems very interesting.
The same son that we then saw talking about some at least Tinkerbell stone, right? Like, apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, not at all. And if we're talking about, so Nicole is held to a higher standard to treat guests in your home more responsibly than your son is held to a higher standard where it's the girl's fault, obviously, that she got assaulted allegedly by your son. Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear that everybody else has higher standards than the children mm-hmm. that you're raising. Mm-hmm. Got it. Love that. So it's just very interesting to me, but Miami is hitting from all angles, all cylinders, all stuff. And it's like mainly because Alexia is deflecting delusional queen. Marisol is drunk all day, every day. What? And it's like,
is she?
She is drinking. We don't know what she's drinking. What I think is happening is that I don't think she's that miserable inside. She could be because, you know, her mom and her were codependently and like, you know, best friends and all that. And that is mm-hmm. fine. Like, there are plenty of mother and daughters who are like that. And she has been dealing hard with the grief. But also, I think she's desperately trying to emulate a Sonia Morgan aesthetic, a person who is actually miserable inside.
100%. I think that is 1,000% what's happening.
So poorly. It's not funny. I don't think she's a funny drunk.
I love it.
I don't find my own to be drunk. Funny to me. I don't think she's drunk at all. You think she's faking the drunk at all?
I think that it's an aesthetic, it's a vibe. I think she's working on her brand. I know 100% uh-huh. there was nothing in that cup when she offered Kiki a sip.
Oh yeah, when she was like, "Oh yeah, my wine." When she poured wine for them, it was like, "This is not enough vodka in it." I was like, "There's no way in hell that tastes good. None." Zero chance that you just threw random random vodka that you had in a white wine, no ice, no mixer, no spritzer, no lime, no nothing, just vodka and wine. It is a choice. We're not talking about champagne and gin, like a little makeshift French 75, but just to throw it in there. And after only one sip, can we give it a minute to breathe, aerate? No, Elle's looking at me like, no, girl, you, let me tell you, let me put you on.
Let me try to put you on.
Y'all out there drinking vodka in your wine. Tell me.
Allegedly. No, I'm kidding.
No, y'all, like, DM me if you out here drinking vodka in your wine. If I'm missing out, tell me the recipe.
It depends on the type of wine. And it depends on what we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not what like, Tuesday night. Like, you know, maybe it's a little day party situation. Maybe you really need to go to sleep. I'm saying I've done it.
Okay. They were having a meeting with a lawyer. Does that count? Does that qualify?
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yes,
it does. Okay.
Okay.
Just hear me out though. Just hear me out.
Sure. I'm open.
When on vacation and in party situations, right? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is get there, stay there. Right?
Yes.
And I don't think, I think Marisol still regards this as vacation time, because also you got to think Miami doesn't film the same way back to back like Beverly Hills and all of them. So they're still on kind of like an old school filming schedule wherein the wives can say like, I only drink when I film. You know what I mean? Like, this is the area of my life that I do this. And I think that in her brain, she treats this like vacation with kids. It's a vacation vlog for her. And okay. On my vacation vlog, I'm turned up all the time. I'm rolling over to the drink. You know what I mean?
Okay. But
then I'm also going home on Wednesday, and that's not regular life. And I that's what Marisol gives to me, but I love it. And I've never seen her slur. I've never seen
She tries to fake it. She tries to be like a little like, but it's just not. She was like, just say you're sorry. Like, it's just disrespectful. Like, you're just capable of Alexia while trying to be drunk. But like, it's just not giving what I think she is aiming to give, which is like a, what are you doing here without Dorinda? Like, that was authentic.
Yes.
The song is a mess.
Yes.
You can't play a mess.
And I think the authentic moment that we got, they didn't give us a lot of when Julia picked up the ice thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was like iconic in that world. Like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't even that type of party. Like, we aren't quoting that. And I feel like we should be. And that was the authenticity.
No, there's a lot there. There's a lot with Miami that we can get into. Like, there's a lot there to work with. And the reunion, it just got started. Y'all got time to catch up. If you get Peacock, I think you get it like free with Xfinity. So like, look into that. Find you a 7-day free trial and get on that shit before Bravo comes. Like, before they're going to be too late. You need to see it now. It's too fun.
You need to watch
it
now.
It's too good. And you deserve, out there listening, you deserve to see this go down. Best looking reunion cast I've seen in a long ass time. And I just remember thinking that the Potomac ladies look beautiful in blue, but not everybody executed. But Miami, them girls look good. They look
everybody
real cute.
Everybody ate. Even the worst dress of the Miami crew
was better than the worst dress of Potomac.
Bad dress. But Gertie, yeah, oh yeah, definitely better than worst dress of Potomac. But Gertie ate us up. She ain't leave no.
Gertie's not allowed to be here.
Weird.
I'm like, we need to get rid of her because she's making me feel bad. I don't want to watch nobody else. Put the camera. No, it's because I love her. It's because I love her. I'm saying that she should be locked away because while the girlies look good, Gertie is just simply a cut above. And it's not right.
You can't compete with that.
It's not fair because you can't compete where you don't compare, and you can't put a Larsa Pippen next to a Gertie. It don't work. Mm-mm. It don't make sense. What don't make dollars don't make sense, baby.
And she coming for her iconic.
She is. Oh my God.
She working on it.
Speaking of Housewives news, and I'll get your opinions on some hot topics in a second. You see Larsa telling the girlies that Scotty basically had her back broken for 20 years.
That's why they're
Do you believe that?
No.
I don't either.
Four times a night, every night.
Every night? I don't believe it was every night because the man had to be sick. Because
she traveled. They traveled together.
All of them? With all them kids?
Hold on. Let's talk about facts.
No, let's actually do it. You know, let's like do
let's unpack
my
it,
wife tells right? me she be into basketball. She be like telling me like there's like 82 to 84 games a year. I don't know the number. That's why I gave a range. Not all, half of them are away.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are home. Mm-hmm. She's had her kids for about 80% of her marriage to Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. So you mean to tell me you left your kids to go be where your husband is, where he was playing for that 1 or 2 days, just so you could have sex with him 4 times in that night?
I'm not
no fevers, no breaks. He never got sick. Like, I don't believe that.
The kid's not in school. They not in school during the basketball season.
You just gonna leave them?
She said we traveled with the kid. She did say that.
That's crazy.
But they was out of school that much. Okay.
All those days that we saw you filming with Kim Kardashian on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right? The days she wants to forget because she got X'd out.
Yeah, because she don't look like that woman no more.
But you went home those same nights and slept with Scotty.
Doing in the bedroom. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're not gonna keep taking this hot dog and throwing it down the hall four times a night for 23 years.
I thought she was gonna say four times a week, and I was still gonna be like, God damn, okay.
I was getting ready to congratulate her.
I'm like, is he coming home? Like, I'm just very confused because his schedule's so demanding. They ain't never had no late night practice. Were you just waiting in the hotel room while your babies were eating ramen at home?
Times a night.
I don't understand. And where were your kids?
I would be scared of
sleep. Where are they?
I wouldn't want the nighttime to come. I'm telling you, the sun would start going down, and I'd be like, like, I'd be scared. I'd be scared.
Here comes this man with his
penis again. Like, what?
So, like, when the babies were born, because she got, what, 3-4 kids? So, they were born and not even in the... So, wait, it can't be every single night because there was, like, 6 weeks between each pregnancy that you can do this.
Listen, I know good and goddamn well she wasn't letting that tall, big man. I don't even know what it looked like. I'm assuming what it looked like, though, for the length and the height of his body. I know it wasn't good. I know no baby come out on Tuesday and it was peening going in on Friday.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. First of all, you got a lot of nerve asking me after I just made a life for you, right? Especially because what happened was that four times a night turned into me being pregnant for 9 months of them things four times. No, and ma'am.
That's what I'm saying. We figured out what it does. We figured out what happens when you put it in, don't pull it out. Boom, a baby is made. No.
Exactly. And to me, you would have more than four kids if that was really the case. Because what it's also giving is if that man is demanding four times a night of sex, he's probably not putting on actively a condom. Because if he feels like he's entitled to your body that many times a night, for argument's sake, it's true, or to an extent, it's true. Then he's also not being like, yeah, but I don't mind wrapping it up. No, that's a man who feels entitled to your body, apparently.
It wouldn't be no four times a night with no rubber.
You ain't just saying, girl, you got Costco.
Disrespect me like that.
Listen, I don't profess to know about all the heterosexual things, but I know that when Larsa said it, I said, well, that's why you can keep it. No, thank you.
I'm telling you, I'd be scared. I would
run.
Remember back in the day on the Mari shows when they'd be like, yeah,
you the father, and you ran.
Phobia of cotton balls, and then they would bring out a big old tray of cotton balls, and then the person would take off running. That would be
yes. Or I was thinking the more like, you know, real gutter approach of like, you are the father. Runs away
the camera.
Like maybe if I outrun the truth, it won't catch up. You know.
Like, sorry, that paper's still going to say the same thing.
No. It's still corner. Like legal. Like, it's now a thing, and we all saw it, and we got your face on camera. So
and now we know that you know.
And we can run. Like, we got tennis shoes on. That's cool. Like, we got them on. Like, we can keep up. We can go. Cool. It's fine. I would have my shoes on as Larsa and run the hell away. And that's just so interesting because I believe he was probably excessive with his requests. I just don't believe you came to it every single time. Because what I did watch was The Last Dance, Michael Jordan's documentary. And the only reason I did watch it was because Scotty was on there. And that man did not have enough money to be demanding me to have sex with him four times a night for 23 years.
No, that's
a figgy fact. Scotty talked about how he ain't get enough money. And when he finally revealed how much he did make, I said, that's it?
Thank you.
Girl, Danny Burns got more than that. Girl, Nene.
Also, this man was dedicating his body to a craft. I don't believe that he was giving it to her four times a night, no more also than I believe Savannah.
You don't
James
become one of the greatest
times a night.
One of the greatest because you taking four times a night. He should be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Four times a night, that's like if you have a 5-minute intermission, it's still too long. I just don't see it for them.
I don't.
I don't, especially during the days where, you know, they really weren't into each other. So like, when did that end? Cause like towards the end when we knew you was messing around with Future allegedly, but like, were you going home after them Instagram stories to do that four times a night? No, you were not.
No, you weren't.
No, you were not.
And Larsa, so what I say, or whatever your name is,
the reunion is already going crazy and Miami is something to behold. It is something absolutely to watch. And it is something that I hope y'all get access to somehow, some way, someday. And if Bravo really stop playing, we can move a couple of the girlies that are on Bravo over to Peacock. And Peacock,
no, honestly, they could definitely come over.
We can get Rugged and Miami over there to take over for Salt Lake City and Orange County today. It don't have to cost us nothing. It's a real quick swap. I feel like if you're on Peacock, you should get 2 years to prove yourself. If you prove yourself in two seasons, you should be able to move to Bravo. If you don't perform well on Bravo for two seasons, you should be moved to Peacock.
I like this.
Because like, you. I wouldn't even mind Dallas over there to binge if I'm bored one day, home, pandemic-y, whatever.
It's all on there, ain't it?
Huh?
It's on there.
It's on, but it's not active. Like, it's not.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not active.
I'm saying we did not need to cancel all the girlies. We just need to move them to Peacock. Just move everybody over there because then Peacock gets a bunch of subscribers because they have a lot of old and new content. And Bravo can keep the girlies, like, entertained with the things that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're not watching Salt Lake City. The criminal has been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
I will only watch for the arrest day the same way before. I only watch for the feds to storm the truck.
Not you was watching for them to storm the Sprinter.
Absolutely, I did. And you know what I got instead? Them escorting young Black men out with our assault rifles and not them taking Jen and tackling her into
now,
the
see, let me tell you what I signed up for. Mad. Let me tell you how that made me mad.
It made, yes, it definitely.
Jen wanted to do all of that hooting and hollering about, oh, you're supposed to protect me and don't talk about it. And you're not friends of mine if you're bringing it up, because what about my family and my, that hurt my family and my family this. Ma'am, you and really your actions, whether or not somebody set you up or whatever the case may be, actions,
you put them in this position,
the feds to the door of your Black boys. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And your Black husband. You don't, did that.
Don't pin that.
And your Black nephew. Anybody. Sorry. He was there too. Everybody was there.
All of them Black.
All of your Black family men
in your family
were all there because of you and what you did and how you did it. But also, we only got that Ring camera footage because somebody owned it and somebody released it. And I just want to know.
Well, the owner of the house, because they were renting.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. Right. Because I'm like, also, where is this money hidden, girl? It's got to be in the snow. Because for all you to have all that fake shit, to go to jail for fake shit, you ain't even get to play rich.
That's what, because I said that. I was talking to Live. She allegedly was making $34,000 an episode. The home was rented. Well, I mean, that's a good chunk of cash, but the home was rented. The fashions were fake. Where did the money go?
We know
medical school ain't cash, that important,
but no, because the Financial District of New York does not look at you undercover or whatever for 17 almost years, and you have no, like, for no reason. Like, you got money, you doing something shady. Their Financial District. So, like, what is it? Where is it? It's in the snow. It's got to be.
It's somewhere.
But, like, I'm not watching Salt Lake City until that girl go to jail. I just want to see that part, and that's it. And they're gonna stretch it out because there's nothing else there, which means move them to Peacock, and guess what? We'll all buy Peacock so we can watch her get arrested.
They could be on Peacock.
They can absolutely be on Peacock, and so is Orange County. Because I'm just, are you here for a Vicky Tamara return? Because some girls are very excited. I'm not one of those girls who is excited for Vicky. I think that she actively is a problem, and I am not really one of those girls who loves Tamara. I think they need her, but I really don't care anymore because I was okay with her getting fired as well.
Very excited is a stretch. I wanted to see Tamara without Vicky.
Yes, that would be nice. Like,
Vicky is Tamara's Giselle. Just like we need to see Robin without Giselle, we need to see Tamara without Vicky.
Apparently we'll see Giselle without Robin, but anyways, go on. Sorry.
Wrong play on their behalf. But I'm excited.
Is it? Because I hear Robin doesn't want
to
film.
As most people are as to how Noella didn't land and why they didn't like her. But, you know, we shall see. We shall see.
But is it? Because I'm hearing that Robin doesn't want to film the shit. And that's the reason why. Fine.
The universe said, go get something to eat.
I know, right? but like they say that Robin doesn't want to film the shit. Like that's why that she's likely going to be demoted is because she don't want to film, which is very Robin of her. So like, is it a bad move?
I mean, it
would be a bad move if they fire her altogether. I'll give it that. If they choose to not continue with her because it'll be an ego thing, like that was not right that she put it on Patreon and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But she did let y'all roast her and Watch What Happens Live. It wasn't good enough. So I would be like, bring her back, maybe demote her so she like gets brought down a peg. But don't fire her because that man don't got no check now. So they need something and she might change her mind.
Well, but I think that that's why she doesn't want to film it, right? Because now with the allegations coming out that he took the young man's scholarship away, and then the girl coming out from UDC saying that he kicked her off the team knowing that she was on scholarship, it's to a point now where everything that Robin says can be scrutinized, and I don't think that you can keep it under wraps if she starts talking. So I think she can't say anything. So I don't think that on her half is smart,
but she also didn't want to film before we found out all of that. She was
right, and that's exactly what
I don't want to, you know, talk about Ron's situation because Ron won't talk about his situation, and she knows that at this point we're more interested in what they have going on than what they're interested in sharing with us, because they absolutely have a Gordon and Mia fucked up type of marriage relationship that we're like, wait, what's happening? Like, I'm just very confused as to what the dynamics are here, but they're not Gordon and Mia, so they're not trying to tell us about it all because I don't really know
why, they want to keep, you know, see, Mia's younger, right? Mia is still one foot into the Instagram model world, right? So Robin is like, no, what happens in this house stays in the house. We're not going to talk about it. And if we don't talk about it, we can paint public perception, right? Then what we say go. And so she won't, whereas Mia is do anything for clout.
Yes. And that's a fact. That is a fact.
Not my stomach gurgling. I
just really want that for y'all. And what I really also want for y'all is to continuously watch, come back, listen. I'm back now. I'm so excited. Kendrick is coming back this week. And we're just going to make this a fun, very different situation where we'll talk about Housewives, but we're also going to talk about all the shows that we watch and that we are all just watching or need to watch. And until then, if you want to hear the full like Reunion Potomac recap, I did it with Elle. So I know if you was Kiki and having a good time with us, it's on my Patreon, honey. And you can get a bunch of Elle a lot of places for free. So also get into that as well and give her your likes, your streams, your listens, like all of that, because she's hilarious and so funny. Elle, thank you so much for being here. Can you tell everybody where they can find you and connect with you?
Thank you. ElleMirasaki.com. I post my chit chats to my website now too, so you can find them there just in case TikTok does get banned. But TikTok is just in case. Just in case, you know, but I'm Housewives and Chit Chat on TikTok, on Instagram. When you go to my website, anywhere you click the Housewives and Chit Chat logo will take you straight to the chit chats on my website. So you ain't even got to do the work.
Yes. Get into it, y'all. The information will also be in the description. Get into it. Please support her. Support me. Support all your faves. It is truly the thing that keeps us all going, is that interaction with our content. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for putting up with me and all of the differences and recording schedules and the timelines and the delays. And I thought I could do it.
Thank you for still being here.
I know, like, I thought I could be away, but I can't. And if I never grow again, I'm happy that I at least get to have fun talking with my friends and about talking about the housewife and chit chat.
Period.
That's the good stuff.
This is strength personified. So thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all. Y'all take care of yourselves and each other. And yeah, stay aware. Black. Stay woke. Stay okay. Like, stay woke. Cause listen, Marge, it's not because I don't like her. I just think we need to understand who we're dealing with. And she is a worthy opponent, which means it's in there. So stay woke. Question everything. Your eyes open. keep them eyes open, stay awake. Okay. All right, y'all. Mixing with Moni, anywhere you know, want to get on the things after you go and listen and follow L, you can find me at Mixing with Moni, MixingWithMoni. And as always, thank you for listening and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Moni, MixingWithMani. So you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.